Today's Ag Report on KMMO is brought to you by Exchange Bank of Missouri in Slater.
I'm at Slater High School here with a couple of Slater FFA members. Now I'm with the president of the FFA chapter, Eric Borgman. Eric, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
You guys made it through state convention. We're very high in the rankings. How did you rank?
Right, so going to convention, we knew that we were going to be a gold emblem chapter, which meant we were going to be in the top 35 teams in the state. And while we were at convention, we learned that we were 8th in the state. Slater got 8th high chapter in the state of Missouri.
That's remarkable when you consider 330 plus chapters in the state of Missouri, and you've got a great chapter, great advisor, Mr. Cruz. He does a lot for you guys, doesn't he?
Yes, Mr. Cruz does a lot for us, and we're very appreciative to have him.
I'm also with Andy Head here. Andy got the distinction of getting a state FFA degree this year. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
What does that mean to you as far as being an FFA and achieving that degree?
I find it to be a big accomplishment overall, and just graduating high school this year, I think it'll be something good to carry with me throughout life.
Oh, it is. The FFA looks good on any resume, but when you get the state degrees, that's really remarkable. Talk about your chapter, some of the things you've accomplished this year other than just being number 8 in the state, which is remarkable. What are some of the things your chapter's done? I know it's been kind of a trying year with COVID and everything, but you always, I'm sure, found a way to pull through.
You're right. It has been a little bit different with COVID this year, but we still had a lot of chapter activities. We've had some great fundraisers, and just recently we collected t-shirts to send to Mexico for help with the need in that. Additionally, we've had contest teams that did very good this year. We had our soils team, which placed 5th, and then our knowledge team, which placed 9th in the state. And among that, we had some other teams that did well too, but those are our two highest.
Andy, how about you, your SAE project, what's that been?
It's just been working for Summer's Cattle, but throughout that I have bought my own cattle and kind of started my own cattle business, so...
It's not just work. That's a big job, the working for them with cattle. And I'm sure you've learned a lot. And what you didn't learn there, you learned in FFA, right?
Correct.
You've got plans, I'm sure, for the future. You've got a senior year to finish first. Have you already made plans after that?
Yes. After I graduate my senior year next year, I hope to attend Missouri Valley College and get a degree in business. And after getting that, I'm hoping to bring the knowledge that I learned from that back to our farm and help grow our family farm.
And what about you? Have you got plans for the future once you get out of high school?
I do. I plan to go to State Tech in Lynn, Missouri and get my heavy equipment operator's license. And then after that, purchase my own equipment and kind of start my own equipment business.
Well, that's great. That's a good school, too. I know a lot of guys that have gone there. Well, guys, thanks a lot for joining me here. Congratulations on that number 8 finish in state. Congratulations on your state degree. And I will look forward to you getting yours next year, Eric.
Thank you very much.
And again, the SAG report on KMMO was brought to you by the good folks at Exchange Bank of Missouri in Slater. Have a great weekend. I'm Larry Smith.